Tony Blair, Chances of Labor Government Negligible. By Victoria Friedman on November 25, 2019. Fanatic Remainer Tony Blair has admitted there is only a negligible chance of Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party gaining a majority in the December 12 election. Speaking at a Reuters newsmaker event on Monday, the former Labour Prime Minister said, "I think if the polls are right, there is a negligible chance of a Labour majority." Blair also claimed that the Labour Party had been taken over by left-wing populism. Later during the event, he said that if you had a moderate centre-left leader of the Labour Party right now, we wouldn't be in this position where Conservatives promising to deliver Brexit had a 19-point lead over a party run by a socialist. The former Labour leader had in the past criticised Mr. Corbyn for taking the party to the far left after the progressive politician had moulded it along the lines of centrist, third-way politics in the 90s and early 2000s. The party's direction changed course after Labour members voted for Mr. Corbyn as the party's new leader in 2015. Mr. Blair evaded answering when asked whether he thought Corbyn was a fit and proper person to be Prime Minister, saying instead, "I'm choosing my words carefully because you're in the middle of an election campaign. My differences with Jeremy Corbyn are pretty well documented, and my views haven't changed, let me put it like that." Asked what he thought would be the best outcome in the election, he ruled out his party as being suitable to govern, saying, "I don't think a majority of either side is a good thing." The former Prime Minister also attacked the Tories and Prime Minister Boris Johnson's commitment to Brexit, saying they are peddling a fantasy over their exit plans. He then reiterated his fear that even if Parliament backs the EU's treaty, the UK may diverge completely after the transition period and leave without a deal on a so-called future relationship with the bloc. He continued, "The Conservative government will be obliged to go for what they say is a hard Brexit, i.e. a third country free trade agreement like Canada with divergence around tax regulation and trade. This is what ministers who are pro-Brexit are saying, and the position Boris Johnson recently praised in the United States of America." He then claimed that in those circumstances, negotiations with the EU would be horrible, as Europeans had told him there was no prospect of Brussels agreeing on a trade deal if the position is divergence on rulemaking. "The Europeans are not going to allow a Brexiteer-led British government to establish a competitor with access to their market but undermining their rules," he added.